Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, love.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck.
And good morning, everybody. It is the drive. ESPN Radio 93.5. The drive with Say and Piper. I am Lante. Derek Piper is en route. From the State Farm Center, it was signing day today for multiple sports, including Illinois men's and women's basketball. We'll hear from Brad Underwood as we roll along on that. Also, Shauna Green and the Illini women's basketball team, they play their first game tonight at State Farm Center. So the Illini women hoping to get off to a good start under Shauna Green. We'll hear from Coach Green as we go along. We also have some clips from Brett Bielma as the Illini football team kind of licks its chops and gets ready for Purdue in what will be a huge game at Memorial Stadium, 11 a.m. on Saturday. So Pipes will be here soon, and he will join us. We'll ask him all about signing day, of course, and what all developed there. Illinois, of course, signs three players, the Illini men, and Kyle Tosk is joining me now. He's our intern. He's the man. He's filling in here for about 10 minutes for Derek Piper. So all you have to do is take over the top beat writer's job in explaining what happened today at signing day, Kyle Toss. So I don't think that should be that difficult, should it?
Yeah, it's not easy. No big deal.
Kyle's like, oh, crap. All right, Illinois did sign three guys. Of course, Hansberry, Zach Perrine, who had come over, from France, I believe. Is that correct? I don't have this in front of me. I should know this, but I guess I did know it. And then, of course, Dre Gibbs Lawhorn from Terre Haute. No, not Terre Haute. From West Lafayette, of course, who was a one-time Purdue verbal. And then, of course, Illinois got in with him late in the process and, of course, made that happen. So three recruits signed today. They officially signed. So a pretty good class, and of course we'll kind of pick Pipe's brains when he gets there on that. But I did want to have Brad Underwood just we've got a quick clip from Brad Underwood today talking about this signing class, including kind of the guy that especially early on really started this thing rolling. It was a kid from out on the East Coast, Imani Hansberry, that they recognized as someone that could really help this program, someone that kind of fits that mold, almost like a Ty Rogers, and I think we'll learn more on that as we go along this season. In other words, someone that can just fill in the stat sheet. And Imani Hansberry is a kid that I believe it's 6'8", big enough to play underneath. He's mobile enough to get out and roll. I mean, he's kind of the new. That's what you want, right? You want that 6'6 to 6'8, 6'9 wing and just kind of a, you know, 2 to 4, possibly play a 5 spot every once in a while. But certainly he was kind of the headliner of this class for a long time. And here's Brad Underwood. We'll hear more from Brad as we go along, but here he is talking about Hansberry.
He's a guy that, that Chester and I saw a couple of years ago. He had a little different body type then than he has right now. And then we followed throughout the spring and summer. We made him a priority. 6'8", extremely long, plays at one of the great high school programs in the Baltimore area. Coach Clatchley is outstanding, has produced many, many players and state champion The one thing about all three of these guys is they're winners. And Amani has done that. Versatile, extremely, every time he turned around, he had a double-double. He can play multiple positions. He can do multiple things. He's a very, very good low post player. He's an elite passer. He can handle it. He's kind of that consummate 6'8 guy who's got tremendous versatility and extremely high IQ. So very, very excited to have him. And every time we watched him this summer, we looked up and he had a double-double. So it's impacting winning in a lot of ways. Draven is a young man that I sat with T.A. This spring at an event, and we watched him, and I didn't know who he was. I said, "Who is this guy?" He said, "Oh, coach, he's won another school, and they happen to be in our league. He's committed." And you just get that nauseous pit in your stomach when you watch, you know, somebody else's player, and you know you're gonna have to face him for a while. And there was a decommitment, and we jumped right on him. Again, plays for Kevin Boyle at Montverde, a national champion. Again, winner. He was a point guard that when Sky went out, those two locked horns every single day in practice, and when Sky went out, he stepped in and helped lead them to a national championship, and does it at both ends of the court, and is elite in ball screens. A guy that I'm really excited about. Tremendous athleticism, great bounce, very, very competitive on the defensive end, again, a winner. And Zach, we're re-signing into this class of 23. He is, again, a guy that has world experience. Playing with the U18 French national team. He's a guy that is, again, a common theme. We know we need size. 6'10", 6'11", very skilled. The consummate skilled guy, plays kind of anywhere, multiple positions, but had a great U18. Jeff was in Turkey watching him. Their team actually got upset, and Zach, I thought, in my opinion, was well on his way towards being the MVP of those. So a very, very talented young man, and can shoot it, handle it, left-handed, just a high IQ. That's the one thing that I'm impressed with this group about, is their IQ and their feel, and then the fact that they've all been extremely well coached and they've won. And that continues to be a theme, that those three guys in the back continue to go after as winners and guys that are of very, very high character. So I think all three of these guys have the ability to step in and play immediately. That's why we recruited them. And I think they're guys that have the perfect fit for the University of Illinois and for the way we're playing basketball right now.
There you go. That is Brad Underwood, and we'll hear some more from Coach Underwood as we go along today, talking about this class that he has signed. Do they call this 2023 signing day?
I think so. Right?
Even though we're 22 still, but obviously these kids will be ready to roll in 23. And again, they all kind of play a role. And, you know, as you get your program to where you want it to be, now it's been a little different because the last few years, you have been so experienced, not only because of COVID and the idea of the super senior getting an extra year if they wanted it, and certainly a few of those guys took advantage of that with Trent Frazier, Plummer, Williams, and such. So, you know, not only did you have veterans, but you had veterans like you've never had before because they were able to come back and play another year. But you also had guys that were in a program for a long time. You look at guys like Trent Frazier and Damonte Williams at the Power 5 level, and I'm talking even at the top 20 level. Let's just throw out that this Illinois basketball program is a top 20 program now and has been for 3 years. Usually when you get guys at that level, not many are here for 4 or 5 years. There's a few factors. Number one, they're good enough to go early, whether that be to the NBA. Now you've got the transfer portal, so now it's just so much easier to just take off and go to another school if you want. Now, I'm not saying there won't be guys like that that end up in your program for the entirety. A guy like Coleman Hawkins, although probably not with him because he'll probably jump NBA after this season. So. I agree, and we hope, because that means he's had a hell of a season. Guys like Luke Goody, maybe, RJ Melendez, those are guys that maybe factor in. I could see Luke Goody, who, by the way, will be joining us this Thursday. We're trying to kind of nail down a time, hoping for 5:05, but we will have Luke Goody on again tomorrow. And getting his thoughts on not only the win against Eastern, updating his injury, of course, and then also looking ahead to Kansas City, the juggernaut that is Kansas City basketball. So, but, you know, again, you had veteran guys, and then all of a sudden this season, everything's just turned over to a bunch of young kids or guys that are new to the program. Obviously, Matthew Meyer, Terrence Shannon Jr., those guys have played tons of college basketball. Myers won a national championship. Shannon's played in big games in the NCAA tournament, in the Big 12. I mean, those guys know what they're doing. They've been in big games, but they're new to the program. They're new to Brad Underwood. They're new to the system. And then, of course, you throw in the four freshmen with Ty Rogers, Jaden Epps, Sky Clark, and Sincere Harris. They're just new to college basketball in general. Everybody's new to everybody, minus Coleman Hawkins and Luke Goody, who's hurt, of course, RJ Melendez. And I'm sure I'm missing a couple, but it's just one of those situations where you've got such a newness. Well, now Brad Underwood would love to kind of keep this rolling by bringing in some guys next season that can add to the depth, number one, of a program, but then kind of bide their time as they get on the court. Then again, Matthew Meyer will be gone. Terrence Shannon probably gone to the NBA. I think he could come back if you were lucky enough to get him back. Coleman Hawkins probably gone to the NBA. So you're going to lose some of those guys. Maybe RJ Melendez takes a big leap this season and you lose him. So it's a continual transition, essentially. And like Tyler Underwood, Brad's, of course, son, who played at Illinois and now one of the coaches for the Fighting Illini, said, we almost run our team like an NBA team, like year to year, because of the transfer portal, because of guys leaving for the NBA and such. But Kyle, it's a good problem to have when you finally get to the point where you got guys like Io leaving early for the NBA and it working out, especially for them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think going back to what you were saying, I know Brad Underwood is going to be active in the transfer portal going forward. You have to be, and he's shown a willingness to do that and
no
do
doubt.
It at a high level. But I'm sure that he would like to have guys in his program like a Trent Frazier, like a Damonte Williams that he can wake up and know those guys are going to be on his roster for 4 years.
Amen.
And he knows what he's getting. I think you have four freshmen this year already in the rotation. Some of them, you know, a Sky Clark, hopefully he does end up not staying 4 years. That'd probably be ideal. But those are guys that can be mainstays in the program. And then I think you look at Lawhorn and Hansberry as guys that can be kind of Brad's guys that stick around for a while and really continue to get better. But, yeah, I mean, it is crazy. I think all of college basketball has kind of turned into an NBA, more of an
really
NBA
has.
Style. It's
especially at the
really
Power
unique.
5 level,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't think there's any doubt, and I'm sure even teams like Illinois State, SIU, I mean, they would even tell you probably that it's getting to be like that. I know Southern's got a lot of experience back, a lot of depth. Illinois State, though, they're almost brand new this season. So under Ryan Peden, who was taking over for his first season. So, yeah, just a lot of turmoil, a lot of turnover. Turnover for sure, and that's something that that you're going to experience. And obviously you look at a guy like Perrine, probably more of a depth piece here for a year or two. We'll see what happens there. Hansberry's the guy, maybe almost like a Ty Rogers, that could maybe step in and play. And then, of course, Dre. I mean, you've got already on your team two pretty good point guards ahead of you in Sky Clark and Jaden Epps. And to think that next season, if nothing changed, you're going out there with maybe arguably three top 50 to top, let's say top 75 point guards in the country, essentially on your roster. I mean, that's a nice thing to know. And of course, guys like Epps and Clark will be getting the experience this year, so next year they'll even be even more of a step ahead. I see Derek Piper. He has rounded the corner. He was in the pit row for a while. No, I'm kidding. He was covering this stuff today. Here's what we're going to do while he kind of gets settled in. We just played a little bit of Brad. I'm sure maybe you heard that. And talking about all these guys. When we come back, we'll ask Derek Piper what he thinks of this class and what can be of the immediate impact and what does this mean with three guys signing. Obviously, we can do math down the road. Does this mean more of the portal next season or not? We'll ask Derek Piper all of that. All right, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. That is the U of I Illini Link text line, if you want to weigh into that. Since Derek has sat down, I'll let him weigh in on this because you know, and he knows, excuse me, that I won't be able to do the YouTube and all that stuff. So I'll just say, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at the Drive 93.5. I'm at Lante, ESPN CU.
I'm a D Piper 247 podcast on all platforms. How you guys doing, by the way? Before
good.
I go through,
we're good. Yeah, awesome. I bet that's isn't that creepy feeling because I've done that a handful of times when you know it's your job and you're supposed to be there, and then you're listening to it saying I'm supposed to be there because that's happened to me where you guys filled in for me a few times, you and Trevor, because I had to work late at the office or I had to go do something, and I'm rolling in enjoying listening to you guys, but the whole time I'm like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be there. This is weird.
It's a hard contrast. I'm supposed to be at State Farm Center talking to Brad, but I'm also supposed to be here. Blame Dan Hartlip because he had too many Canadian baseball players to talk
did
about.
Did he really?
He got three from Canada. So he's been listening to the show. He knows how much you're passionate about Canada athletics, and while there haven't been very many or any from the basketball side,
not
you're
going to
see some Canadian baseball players.
I love it.
Coming up. So,
eh?
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 Stream us live, stevej.com, podcast. Now I'm all thrown off.
I know I'm throwing you off. What is it?
TanPiper.podbean.com.
Yeah, or stevej.com, right?
Stevej.com. We're on YouTube.
Yeah, we are.
Twitch, Facebook, Twitter.
They see you right now.
Just search Tay and Piper. I'm sorry about that. Or The Drive 93.5.
Back to pick Pipe Spring on signing day. We'll also hear, again, more from Brad Underwood. We'll hear more from him, on some of this. We'll do a little Q&A there. Shauna Green, Illinois women's basketball, they start their season tonight. I've got a couple of clips from Coach Green as she gets ready to coach her first official regular season game for the Fighting Illini. And also, Coach Bielma had some good thoughts this week about how is this team handling this. They haven't lost in a while. So all of a sudden it happens again. How do you handle that? So we'll let Coach B kind of sum that up as they get ready and look forward to facing Purdue this Saturday. A lot to do. Stick with us. It is The Drive.
Big Van Dyke, a buyer's worth. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
What do you mean, I get the whole store?
I'm Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we promise you the whole store, we mean all we do is appliances. We offer a showroom full of the top appliance brands, complete with our free 10-year protection plan.
Who does your warranty work? Some outfit with a 1-800 number?
No way. Our service and installation technicians are employed and factory trained by us. And our protection plan means you pay nothing for covered repairs.
So I get a free 10-year protection plan, a guaranteed best deal, a hometown service department, and a showroom full of name brand appliances? Wow!
Hey lady, that's my line. All we do is appliances, and we do them better than anyone else. Wow!
Big Van Dyke, appliance world. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Like most banks, we offer an app that lets you do pretty much everything you need from your pocket. But at Iroquois Federal, we believe great banking is less about the app you tap and more about what you tap into. And for us, that's a hometown bank where decisions are made locally by the same folks you'll bump into on the bleachers at the next big game, providing the hometown touch that's made us part of the community for nearly 140 years. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Trucking Lives Matter, presented by Gail Fredericks Trucking. Today, we have a special guest, Donna, the operations manager at GFT. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dixie. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, Donna, what's so special about driving for GFT?
First and foremost, our drivers truly matter. They get top pay plus opportunities for monthly bonuses, every weekend at home, paid holidays and vacations, and they are pre-dispatched so they aren't wasting time waiting on us.
Oh, girl, I love money. Tell me more about the pay.
We pay on percentage, so our rate increases have meant our driver pay has actually exceeded inflation. Our van drivers have averaged 78 cents per mile this year, and our flatbedders have seen 82 to 85 cents per mile on average.
Donna, tell our trucking audience how they can get on with GFT.
Our openings are limited, but professional drivers can call 765-793-7131 or email dixie at gftlog.com.
There you have it, drivers. Call 765-793-7131 today.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
If you need insurance, you gotta go to Insurance Providers Group. They can help you like they've helped me. Hi, it's Jay Layman. Insurance Providers Group can get you a quote on all aspects of personal, business, agricultural, life, and health insurance, and employee benefits. They represent many insurance companies that allow them to provide you with the most competitive rates and the best coverage. Call Kyle Lewis at 217-352-7080 or email Kyle at ipgins.com or go to the website for a quote at ipgins.com. INS.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Ah, game day spirit. Yep, game day spirit. That's where you go to get all your Illini gear. I know you know this already, but I enjoy visiting about game day spirit and reminding you to get there because guess what? Christmas is right around the corner. And I'm sorry, but I have everything I need when it comes to work clothes or whatever kind of clothes. What I like more than anything is getting extra Illini gear. The more, the better. So head to Game Day Spirit. Go to GameDaySpirit.com. You can shop from home, from your office. You can even look ahead and then go into the store. I'm going to warn you, though, if you go in either one of their stores, you're gonna be like wanting to spend a lot of money because there are some awesome things in there, and you're going to love everything. GameDaySpirit.com. Again, two locations. I don't know why I used again because I haven't said it once. Two locations, one on Neil, one on Green. Game Day Spirit, check them out, man. They are awesome to deal with, work with, and they know how to put out products. All right, Derek Piper, you are joining us now. Again, you were a little late today because you were at 2023 signing day. And Dan Hartlib signed a bunch of Canadians, so it took a little bit longer. As they were talking about organizations and such and hockey. No, I'm kidding. That's good to hear from Dan. We'll have to kind of get into some of that as we go along. But weren't there like six sports?
There were. I know that not all of them ended up speaking because they still had some paperwork going through and some
gotcha.
Maybe some late additions at the very – because this is just the starting of the open window to sign. You have a full week to ink those. But I know that they had men's gym. They had women's soccer. Baseball, and then Brad for basketball okay. today.
Awesome. And we do have a little Shauna Green that we'll listen to coming up next hour. She gets ready. Her team gets ready to play their first regular season game of the season tonight at State Farm Center. And, of course, that'll be Coach Green's first official game as Illinois women's basketball coach. Chance to jump out to a 1-0 start. A little bit later this hour, after Derek kind of talks about this class, we'll hear some more from Brad Underwood and hear a little Q&A on what was asked and how he answered today at this signing day deal. So this class is in. Number one, where do you think this class ranks? Obviously, last season kind of stole the show with that class of four coming in. Where does this one come in? And I think we knew all along this was maybe going to be a smaller class, even though it ended up being three, because Perrine kind of moved into this year's class. So where do you see it? How does Brad look at this class, and how should Illinois fans look at this class of three thus far?
It's a really good class. It's one that's currently ranked 17th in the country by 24/7 Sports. Zachary Perrine just got a ranking, although it's one that fans aren't terribly happy with. He's a three-star. He's 216th overall in the class, but a guy that's never played a game in the U.S.
Got it.
So for evaluators to really get a full feel of his game, it's tough. I mean, I think that I wouldn't spend too much time worrying about the ranking. I would look at the fact that, one, this staff is really happy about adding him, and he's done some really good things for the French national team, the 17U level. And then also, like, Texas wanted him, UCLA wanted him. That's a pretty good indication of his talent. But
is it more because they're wanting to play kind of that free style, if you will?
Yeah, you look at his style, and I know Brad was quoted in his release today as saying he's the perfect five-out big man. We're seeing that now with Coleman Hawkins, and what you're seeing with the floor spacing, the skill to have a guy you can put as a five who's going to have the height of a five at 6'10", 6'11", and be able to handle the ball, be able to pass, be able to run offense through him. So just his skill level is something they really like. He's going to have to get stronger. He's going to have to shoot the three more consistently. I know he's flashed at some here in his career, but they just love his feel for the game, his passing, his skill level, and just how quickly he can get stronger and acclimate to the style of play here in the U.S. And just the level of play in the Big Ten is going to be the question for him early on.
And that was a Jeff Alexander, I assume.
It was.
As he's kind of just hovering all around the world.
He's taking on the international.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I hate this for him.
Going to France.
I hate it for him.
Tough job, right?
Probably in the Bahamas now, you know, although he's got a game.
Unfortunately, he had to be there to talk to us today, so maybe he's going to find someone to scout in the Bahamas. The only Bahamas basketball player I can think of, Buddy Hield.
Oh, yeah, that's
from
true.
Oklahoma, so.
You should ask Jeff. I'd love to hear a story about all the places he's been in the last year. And if he keeps – does he keep something from each location?
That's a good question.
I wish I would have done that years ago, but I don't want to get on some tangent about Lon's travel. If I had one thing to say to young people like Kyle, whenever you go to a new place, like you got a hat the other day from where you were, just collect something from each spot. And then you can look back one day and say, oh, that's kind of cool. I remember that trip. All right, what else? Let's go with Amani Hansberry was kind of the headliner, if you will, of this class. Certainly till Trey came along, let's be honest, but certainly Hansberry is a guy Illinois really wanted. They were able to kind of but they were able to get in late and get him. And that's something that Illinois in the past has had done to them. So I'm not saying it feels good. I kind of feel bad for Penn State just because we've been in that spot, I guess. But certainly it's nice, I guess, to be the big man on the block sometimes, and Illinois certainly was with Hansberry.
Yeah, it definitely is. And they've known him for a long time, Chester in particular, being familiar with his game, being in that similar range on the East Coast of where Chester's from, being, you know, he's from Baltimore. Amani currently playing in Baltimore right now, originally from the D.C. area. But he was familiar with him early on in his high school career. But Illinois was able to, obviously they didn't have Chester right at the forefront of things, but getting him, they could be a little patient, watch him develop, then decide to go all the way in on him. And they did that, as we talked a ton about. That would have been late in the spring. They really pressed the gas, and Penn State had a longer standing relationship and had done some more of the legwork in the recruitment. But Illinois to be able to swing that to where they were the bigger fish. And then when others tried to get involved, like Villanova had offered, but they never really went all in. But then some other programs like Auburn offered, Oregon, West Virginia, where Illinois is at as a program right now, those aren't necessarily bigger fish.
Right.
So that's a good thing. And then anyone else that maybe would have liked to jump in, Illinois had already done such a good job recruiting him, and Chester's relationship just put them in position to lock him down. So in talking to Chester today, I know he's been out this fall and is excited about the way that Amani's shooting the three a little bit better.
Nice.
And so he's someone that Chester says believes can play 3 through 5. So he can play on the wing. He can play as a four man at 6'8", 225. And what we've seen, or what I've seen so far a lot in the AAU circuit, was him playing kind of that small ball five role. So him being able to handle the ball, be skilled, be a guy that can also go down in the post and be physical. I just, I've spent a ton of time on this radio show telling you all about Imani and how much really I love him. And
that's your boy. That's
yeah,
your guy.
That's my,
right?
That's my guy, and I feel pretty good about that one. He's gonna come in and play right away and be a very versatile, strong, tough piece. And as we've talked about before, kind of a taller version of Ty Rogers, but a better shooter too.
And let's be honest, if Brad Underwood was still going against our guy, Pat Chambers, Chambers would have put him in an armbar, and Underwood would not have gotten Hansberry. Let's be honest. We went through that. Pat Chambers is the man, so we know that wouldn't have occurred. So good, I guess, good for Illinois being able to go in there and wrestle him away without having to do it against Chambers. All right, Dre, a kid that had verbaled to, I believe, had verbaled to Purdue, and is a kid from in West Lafayette. I mean, there's a lot of like, how many times do we say that's so Illinois in the past? I hate hearing that, right? But we do, and it's like, oh, that's kind of. But, like, this is a kid from West Lafayette that actually said yes to Purdue, and now he's coming to Illinois without even playing a game or a practice at Purdue. What is he going to be able to bring? Obviously, and as I mentioned to Kyle, now next season you're going to have, what, three top 75 point guards on the squad if everybody's back, Sky Clark, Jaden Epps, and now Dre. I think top 75. That's pretty good to have three point guards like that to access.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen during Brad's tenure, whether it's Io and Andres Felice and Trent Frazier, or you throw in Curbelo there for a little while. The bottom line is they've been able to play multiple ball handling guards at the same time. Now, I know that as you're transitioning to some bigger lineups and bigger wings, bigger guards, that it's probably not going to happen where Sky and Jaden and Dre are all playing at the same time, being that none of them are taller than 6'3". But they really looked at Dre as someone that a very good athlete, can play both ends, can be a good defender, can obviously use his athleticism running the floor, attacking the basket, and he's just wired to score. Now, I know Jaden Epps, we said the same thing. Right? Sky Clark, a very good scorer as well, but they like Gibbs Lawhorn's pick-and-roll game, ball screen decision-making. That was really something that they kind of evaluated and said, we need someone else that can play in ball screens, that can make decisions and set other guys up. So they like how that's progressing for him. It's a guy that at one point in time, similar to Sky, was a five-star, was one of the highest-ranked guards in this class. He had a major injury. He had a broken ankle and a foot fracture that sidelined him for a year. He's been cleared and playing for now about a year or so since then, since missing about a season as well. And I know that he's still getting back to pre-injury form overall, but he had a nice – he was really good in the spring. Summer was a little bit up and down in the EYBL, but he's someone that playing at Mount Verde is highly regarded and they're very excited about. And, yeah, I think it makes sense, too, for Dre, where we've talked about it before. NIL was very prevalent. I mean, it is in recruiting now. It's a big storyline.
Sure.
Not to take away from Tim Anderson's relationship, because found out today that Tim's known him since he was in seventh grade, which seems like Tim knows everybody.
No doubt.
Everybody in the country, everybody on the scene. He's known him for a long time when he was running some camps for Nike and was trying to get him to come to Mean Streets at one point. So that relationship was very good. NIL, where Illinois is at as a program versus Purdue, was honestly a factor as well. And I think that there's such thing as being close to home, but maybe sometimes too close to home.
That's fair.
So I think that there was an interest in not going back to Lafayette and finding a place that maybe wasn't super far away, but still a little bit of an escape. And Illinois just for him was a perfect situation.
Brad Underwood met with the media today. Derek Piper was there. We're going to hear some of that right now. He was asked about with the portal now, with everything going on now, do you kind of recruit more to the style of the player? Here's Brad Underwood, a little Q&A from today in his press conference.
We know that we've, I'll go back to Kofi a little bit. You know, you go back to Kofi and he was so unique and we weren't going to ever turn that down, but those guys are very hard to find. And so going out and getting guys that are multi-dimensional, versatility, have guys that can do a lot of different things, and yet you still have to have some size, and you still have to have guys that can crack the paint. And so it is more a little bit about the style. You've got to have shooters, you know, and so we're it's a very broad swipe, you know, in terms of the recruiting, in terms of the skill set, but yeah, we'd like to have all those bases touched, and you know, we feel pretty comfortable with the way we're trying to play and the athletes we're trying to go get.
You've had success with deep stables of guards, Tad, Dre, to Sky, and Jaden, and Sincere. How does he fit alongside those guys? What made him the right piece to pair with those guys?
He's really athletic. He can really guard. He can really shoot it, and he's great in ball screens. And you guys know me that I don't. I'll put three of the four on the court at the same time. And he's tough. His IQ. And I should mention, all three of these guys are outstanding students as well. So, you know, when you got IQ and you've got a skill set that allows you to play in ball screens, that becomes about matchups. And then it becomes about, you know, what other pieces you put around him. So I love the versatility that he has. I thought he made great decisions in ball screens, especially for a guy in high school. You can tell he's been extremely well coached. They play all the best teams in the country, and that's something that, again, he's got that wealth of experience, and he's got a national championship. I mean, you're a point guard on a national championship team, you're doing a lot of things right, and you put him with what we've got, and it's very exciting.
What was the process for you guys to stay locked in on Zach and for him to stay locked in on you guys in these last couple months since we last talked about him?
Yeah, a lot of work went into Zach, and Jeff made a couple trips abroad, and he's a guy that we got very involved with. We loved what he was about. We did Zooms with him, it just didn't quite work with the timing of some things, and yet now he's over here, and we've created just a tremendous relationship. That's all Jeff. Jeff's put a tremendous amount of time into that, and he's very comfortable. We'll continue to move that needle forward, and it's exciting for he and his mother, you know, to come on an official visit here a couple weeks ago and see our campus, and they even fell in love with more. So it's a lot of hard work. It's about relationships, and feel very, very comfortable with that.
The idea of a recruiting flip is more of a football thing than a basketball thing traditionally, but when did you start having meetings with your staff about Dre and going, I think we can maybe flip this kid and get him?
Man, I didn't even know he had flipped. We didn't flip anybody. That was just his, you know, I don't know how they do it in football, but that didn't have anything to do with anything we did. I mean, that was all on his own and for whatever reason. And when he put it out there that he was opening his recruitment, then, you know, we were, you know, probably somewhere in one of the 50 schools that called. We knew he was, had spent some time close to here. We thought we could have a chance, and the way we play fits him. So, you know, it was again, TA doing a great job and getting him here and built a relationship. It was a little quicker process than the other two, obviously, you know, that's one of the things we have to stay dialed in on today is, you know, not just the portal, but if kids do decommit or leave for whatever reason.
I know you said you don't want to talk about academics, but with Zach, I guess, what logistically kind of needed to change from the summer to now in the fall to make him kind of available to be signed, if that makes sense?
It's all academic stuff that I'm not going to get into.
As a follow-up to my last one, just if you feel like you can get shooters and maybe some size and some speed and just a lot of versatile pieces, do you feel like that's just an approach you need that and you can piece it together after that, or?
Yeah, I mean, I think you've got to, you know, I think it depends on what the pieces are. Yeah, but I think you want to have a little bit of everything. We want shooting. We need speed and quickness. We need, you know, and I said we had to have size on the wings a couple of years ago. We had to have guards who could penetrate and drive. We had to have guys that, you know, can still go rebound and post. And yet, you know, you get a guy that, you know, like Coleman, who can 6'10", 6'11", can do all those things. And so it's we don't want the style to change. We want to play with that speed and with that intensity on the offensive end. So it's about guys fitting that, but it's also about trying to find the best guys to create matchup problems. It won't be long before a lot of teams in college basketball, in my opinion, are a five-way switch, and you better have somebody who you can isolate, and somebody who can go post up and beat somebody off the dribble. And then you have shooters to create space. So I don't know if I answered your question, but you know, we're looking for a little bit of all that.
Coach, that this class, everyone we know so far signed early. Did you feel the need to get it done all in the early signing period this year? Or are you still going to continue to look for kids in the spring and in the portal moving forward?
Yeah, we're pretty much on high alert on the portal. We've got a scholarship open to a couple. I mean, open for this year. So to say that we would be done recruiting is that never happens. If there would be a guy at semester, you know, as per Dane Deja last year, we would certainly entertain that if it makes us puts us in a situation to be better. So, you know, the portal is a live thing, and it's out there, and so it's literally checking every day. There's already guys in the portal, so you know, we're checking it every day for that right guy.
Brad, you talked a lot about your staff and obviously their impact on this class, and it's coming off of a good class last year. Why does this work so well with the mix that you have with those three? And then you mentioned your ability to close it down.
Well, I think the one thing is it's so hard to find like chemistry. All three of those guys get along great. All three of those guys make it work together. And they're talking all the time, they're communicating all the time. They've got different areas, you know, but they're always checking with each other. Hey, do you know somebody here? Do you know somebody there? I need some help here, I need some help there. It's just a tremendous amount of communication. Sure, somebody runs the point on them, but a lot of times it's can be a group deal. Tremendous connections, tremendous amount of work. You guys have no idea how hard recruiting is, and the amount of time it is nonstop. Surrounding a recruit and with all of the people that you have to communicate with and talk to is very hard, and it takes a lot of time. And these guys set me up, you know, throw me a softball. I just a lot of times just have to step in but these guys are great, man. These guys do an unbelievable job, and I wouldn't be near as good a head coach, and this wouldn't be near the program it is if it wasn't for those three guys sitting back there and all their hard work and their ability to find players in any part of the world.
There you go. That is Brad Underwood. They're giving a shout out to his assistants, and certainly a signing day is kind of a celebration for those guys as well. As we mentioned, Jeff Alexander kind of doing it throughout the outside of the country. We know the work that Tim Anderson is doing. And then, of course, Chester Frazier certainly hasn't taken long to put his stamp on this program as well with these recruits. So certainly a nice little system and of coaches, what I'm trying to say, that Brad Underwood has. I think he's pretty confident in what he's got and what they're doing.
Yeah, they've got a great vibe going together right now. I know that Tim would even tell you that someone that's deservedly so get a ton of credit for his connections and being the lead on certain guys. As he explained today, sometimes it goes overlooked that while he might have the main in, then Chester will come in and work some angle of the recruitment, and Jeff will work a different
That's
angle.
Cool.
And like he even said, I think, you know, Chester might work the little brother, and Jeff might, if I've got the in with the dad, Jeff might talk to the mom. And like that's the cool part of the way they can kind of work off of each other. And obviously what they're doing right now to continuously be in the top 20 nationally recruiting class wise, to have one of the best recruiting classes in the Big Ten year in and year out, says a lot about the assistants. And then Brad's got to do his role as well. And, and Brad kind of just said, I just got to close it
because right.
The guys, you know, connection wise do really well. And the program also sells itself a lot better than it used to. And that's
no doubt
a credit to Brad coaching and the guys that have come before, you know, this recruiting class too. So it's fun to watch them play off of it. They got a ton of confidence, got a ton of swagger, and they should. They're getting it done each and every recruiting class, and it's fun to see the type of talent that are coming in.
You said swagger. Alexander's got the swag. Like when he's walking around tailgate lots with his cool sunglasses, his cool sneakers, I'm like, look at that guy. And he goes 100 miles an hour. Like he'll run by you 10 times, and then all of a sudden he'll be like, oh, hey, Lon, gone. And I'm like, yeah, that was Coach Alexander. Good to see you, Coach. I mean, he's got a lot of energy, and that's awesome that they do. The other cool thing is that Brad Underwood, you mentioned he's got to close. I feel like a recruit has got to feel comfortable and confident in a head coach, and I feel like Brad Underwood is one of those guys that definitely puts off an air of confidence, right? Hey, if you come here, we're going to get it done. And I feel like he's proven that, right? But I've always kind of sensed that with Brad Underwood, especially now. And don't laugh at this when I say this. He's got a new body, right? I mean, he's gone out. He's lost weight. Jeff Alexander looks incredible. Not that he was ever big by any means, but certainly he lost weight. Mm-hmm. Chester looks great. Tim looks great. I mean, I know that doesn't win a recruit. I get it. I hope people don't laugh at that, what I'm saying. But it certainly, in any walk of life, gives you confidence. I don't care what business you're in. If you feel like you look good, you're gonna be good. And I feel like Brad Underwood and this crew, man, they've got everything working, even down to that.
Well, yeah, it'd be hard for them to sell Fletch if they were...
Good call.
If they weren't in decent shape themselves. Not to say they couldn't, but it shows that, you know, Fletch probably be on them a little bit more if they were stepping out of line too much, but... I think on the note of Brad with closing, he's great with the – we noticed it in the press conferences, but if you got a chance to be around him outside of that, he's got a great way of dealing with people, and there's a cool factor to Brad.
You just said it. That's what I was trying to say in 4 minutes. There's a cool factor.
There's a cool factor to Brad and a swagger about him too, and it's important for the assistants to do research into guys that can handle hard coaching because obviously – that's going to be something, and they're not shy about it because they literally, when they bring in a recruit in for practice, Brad's not going to change and be like, all right, guys, we'll let the recruit go out to dinner and then I'll sit down and tell you what I really think. I'm going to be nice this practice, but don't get used to it. No, he's going to be himself.
Yep.
It's just finding guys that respond well to that or that can handle that. So bringing guys in that respond to that, that have a chip on their shoulder, that are tough, that are about what Brad's about, that's kind of the task for the assistants to go out there and seek and find. But then there's no doubt that when Brad sits down with them, that they feel the coolness, they feel the confidence, and they definitely can resonate with him.
Why do I feel like every parent or guardian or, you know, big brother, whatever, when they come with their recruit and they watch Brad, they're probably like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good for you. I can already hear, like, dad, you know, dad be like, this is what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Dad? This is what I need. Yes, this is exactly what you need.
Except for Mark Smith's dad.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Adam. Oh, boy. Yeah. Or Adam Miller's mom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, listen. There's, again, you're going to run into this.
Name for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot
one quick
to ask
note.
You about Zach Parade.
Yeah, so.
When's he going to get here?
Brad was asked that. He wasn't too interested in divulging.
I bet.
Information or anything, but a guy that was originally in the 22 class,
mm-hmm.
had to go to Sunrise Christian. I think they'll try to get him in mid-year.
Okay, this year.
They have the, yeah,
oh,
they
yeah,
have
they
the scholarship.
The scholarship, yeah.
It was close to getting him in at the fall semester.
Okay.
So I think they will try to do that. It's just. Depends on the academic hurdles and figuring that all out.
Fair enough. All right, buddy. Well, listen, we got a lot to do. We're going to hear from Shauna Green. They get ready to play their first regular season game, her first game ever. I mean, I know she's done exhibition, but her first regular season game as Illinois women's coach. We'll hear from her, a little snippet. Also, Brett Bielema on how his team's bouncing back. Got a lot to do. Stick with us. Second hour It is The Drive. Will Smith getting jiggy with it. No, that's Miami.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing has what you're looking for in supplemental heating and cooling in your home, garage, or shed. The super high efficiency of a Daikin ductless mini split is great to add to those areas that just don't heat or cool the way they should. By installing a Daikin mini split, you may qualify for a $700 rebate. For more information on the Daikin mini split, call Dogtown today at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home. Best friend.
Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center is open for public swimming. Lap swim Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Public swim Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. and Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. Memberships and punch cards available. Also, a great place to rent for parties. Swim this fall at Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center. For more information, visit urbanaparks.org. Urbana Park District. You belong here.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
Hey, this is Ben Grice at the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton. And if you haven't been up to Paxton for our barbecue yet, let me tell you, you don't need a reservation. Just come on up. Barbecue with us is about as casual can get. We've got all your favorites. We're talking brisket, pork, amazing smoked turkey, our sausage. And while you're there, be sure to try the Paxton Punch. You can thank me on that later. Check us out online at humblehogbbq.com.
Immerse yourself and your family in the excitement of the holiday season. Join us for the 27th annual Festival of Trees, presented by the Junior League of Champaign-Urbana on November 19th and 20th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign. You can enjoy the beautifully decorated trees and wreaths for holiday inspiration or bid to win. We'll also be hosting Storytime with Santa and Mrs. Claus on Saturday, November 19th at 9 a.m. Tickets are $15 per child. And if that's not enough, we'll be doing holiday photos with Kristen Darling Photography at the Hilton Garden Inn on Saturday, November 19th from 10 to 2 p.m. and Sunday, November 20th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for only $20. There's something for everyone. All proceeds raised support our community-based projects and grant programs that go directly back into the Champaign-Urbana local community. Check out festivaloftreescu.com for more information.
The 2022 Big Ten Football Championship game presented by Discover returns to Indianapolis December 3rd at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at big10.org/FCGtickets. Every ticket also includes complimentary admission to the Big Ten Fan Fest presented by Dr. Pepper. Don't miss the action. Purchase your ticket today for the 2022 Big Ten Football Championship game.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the